Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I am Josias Arabalo with my friend
Adam Carza.
You guys can find this at
Mem the Beaner at Twitter.
You can find me at the number 4, the villain, on Twitter as well.
Yeah, let me go ahead and spell that out. It's Memthebeaner. I was hoping maybe last episode I would get some more friends, but
speaking of, dude,
maybe I misspelled the Twitter.
You didn't notice any extra hits or followers?
I got one, but that was my girlfriend. So
awesome! I thought you had her already. Okay.
Oh, you know, she just got on Twitter. So if you guys want to hit me up, you know, so I can look kind of cool, that'd be awesome.
Give my boy some love, guys. How you doing today, Adam?
Tired as fuck, man. I just got off work maybe about 2 hours ago, so yeah.
Hey, man, it's Sunday. Let's enjoy our evening, man. Having some fun here. All right, man. I want to give to some Twitter people that did give us some love from the episode number 1. We got some good feedback and bad feedback, which we do appreciate. We took a lot of your guys' thoughts and ideas into consideration for future episodes. But I'm going to give mine real quick, and then Adam's going to jump in with his. We have this one was emailed or actually tweeted to us from Rachel Austin 6. It was a shout out to Buggy Mary, and this was to Memnock and I, or Mem the Beaner and I. Like your voice, maybe you could sing to us. I don't know where that came from, but can't sing, so that must be all you, man.
I don't know about that.
Second one was at Thundershock77. We appreciate these, but we know you guys are lying, but still, thanks for the love. Thundershock77 tweeted, just finished listening to your first podcast. Great work, dudes. Effing sounded like pros. I'm ready for the next one. Thank you, sir. We don't sound like pros, and we know we sounded pretty bad.
It was pretty rough listening to the first one, but I mean, if you guys can hear us now, we actually got some better mics. We weren't using the generic iPhone headset mics, so I'm really hoping that everybody can hear the difference.
Yeah, episode 2, and Adam, you hooked us up already, man. We got professional mics over here. Damn, dude.
Yeah, you know, my buddy Serge came over, Sergio. And he hooked me up pretty good with GarageBand, and so, you know, all props out to him. Maybe we'll get him on the show sometime to talk about sports. He's not really into comics, but that's all gay.
Yeah, definitely. We've had quite a few people ask us if they can jump on the show already, which is pretty awesome and hilarious at the same time, because I really didn't think anybody would want to jump on with us.
Nah, I mean, I barely wanted to come on, but that's okay.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate that. Next one is one of my friends. I listened to some of your podcast. Pretty cool. That is Crink 80. Another one, Rochelle Chevelle. I already listened to some of your podcasts. Don't know much about comics, though. LOL. We seem to have got quite a few of those tweets, you know, as far as you guys sounded good, but I don't dig comics. So thanks for the download anyways. Hopefully we can go into more news this week, some sports.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll switch it up. Maybe we'll go sports and then comics at the end. Or maybe I'll put what time we do comics and what time we do the things on the podcast.
Yeah, actually, that sounds perfect. That way everyone can hang on for the sections or pieces they like. So we'll definitely do that. My last two... Geez, shout outs. I have my paperwork somewhere. The most honest information I got was from at Brad. At Macklin _ Brad. His most honest comments we got on Twitter was, "It sounds fucked." So,
well, you know, he didn't even, he couldn't even listen to the last part of the episode. I know it's long, but I mean, come on, Brad. You live in Australia.
He's a busy man.
He's a busy guy. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. He's not doing his couch sessions anymore, so I was hoping Homeboy would have some more time, but it's all good. Thanks for being honest and saying it sounds fucked. I think that's the most honest one, and we totally agree, dude.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
Adam, you just mentioned one last tweet I did receive. Again, great compliment and totally appreciate it. Adam didn't mention Sergio. He's on Twitter at Surge2299. First off, the podcast was great, even for a non-comic book guy like myself. You guys are harsh on the movies, but it makes for a good show. So we totally appreciate that, dude.
Well, I think we were pretty good on the movies. One liked it, one didn't like it. So it's not biased in my mind. But if it is, let us know, and we want to hear what you guys think.
Yes, totally, totally agree. All right, man, let's get the show going. We're on episode 2 now. So let's go over some current events, news, sports. You got anything going on in the world, Adam?
I just turned on Yahoo right now, and I saw that my boy Aaron Hernandez, another one of his family members, has bit the dust. I don't really know. I mean, I'm pretty pissed off at Aaron for killing that guy, you know, ruined my season.
Yeah, that guy pulled a total bitch move, man.
God damn it. I needed a tight end, and I don't know why he couldn't just maybe hire someone to kill this guy.
Oh, fuck. No, shit. I don't know, man. I totally agree, man. He's a prick for doing what he did, man. Hope he rots in jail. People like that can fucking burn in fucking hell, dude. That's my opinion, though, dude. I mean,
I don't know if he actually did it. It's still up to, he still may play this year.
Idiot. I doubt. Yeah, they're going to bring him in, dude.
You know? I still got one of his jerseys.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Ah, snap, dude. Well, actually, they were doing that. You can exchange your jersey for a jersey once he did that, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to go to Boston, though, to pick it up.
I have to go to Boston to pick it up?
Yeah, dude.
No.
I believe once the news got released, at somewhere in Boston, I guess, wherever they make their jerseys, had a long-ass line. If you had a Hernandez jersey, you can trade it in for any jersey on the roster.
Oh, in Boston. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, maybe you can look into, I don't know, maybe online see if you can possibly do the same thing. Or unless you want to burn it.
Well, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't kill anybody.
Innocent until proven guilty, I guess, right?
Okay. But back to that story, though. I believe his uncle crashed a moped and wasn't wearing a helmet, which was dumb, and died.
On a moped.
Moped. This is the second person in his family to die, within the month.
You heard that joke? I'd rather be seen on wouldn't want to be seen on two things, a fat chick or a moped joke?
Oh, no, I have not.
Old school
no.
joke, dude. Well, there you go. That's the punchline.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn.
But a moped. He wasn't wearing a helmet, you said.
He wasn't wearing a helmet. Crashed in the curve and head first into some kind of wall or something like that.
How fast? So, they go 5 miles an hour tops, right?
I don't know.
I can walk faster than
that. It was probably the car behind him chasing him down.
Oh, fuck, dude. I know. Yeah. Awesome, man. What else you got, man?
I don't really have anything else for current events. I've been kind of lazy this past weekend.
Yeah. Well, I think I got one. I guess I got A-Rod reports, dude. I'm a Yankees fan, guys.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. I get that
Southern
shit.
California and a fucking Yankees fan.
Dude, I get that shit all the time. I'm so used to it, though. I'm a huge Yankees fan, not an A-Rod fan. So, in my opinion, Adam, I really think they should have taken care of the whole steroid use when Sosa was handling, when McGuire was handling. When Bonds, during the home run derby, when they were hitting 60,000 fucking home runs.
That's true.
If MLB would have just taken care of it back then, I don't think it would be in the state it is now, where it's like, okay, what are we going to do? Let's suspend Braun, from the Brewers for the rest of the season. Make an example of A-Rod. I don't care. I actually am hoping they do make an example of him. Cut him or just completely ban him from the MLB would be great, in my opinion. So the Yankees would have some extra salary cap money,
Well, yeah. I mean, with me and steroids with baseball, steroids doesn't make you hit the ball. It makes you stronger.
Yeah.
But you still got to hit the ball. Yes, you still have your form. You still got to have some kind of... Yeah. Yeah. Skill. I mean, I understand it helps him out, home runs out of the park, but
yeah.
You still got to hit the goddamn ball.
Yeah, well, I don't know if people are necessarily or players are still doing the actual steroids, but it is considered a sports enhancing drug is the HGH, the human growth hormone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the chemical. It helps with the recovery process. So those fuckers are literally playing every day. So you know, typical us.
So they won't like, don't get tired?
Kind of, dude. I mean, I guess, let's say for pictures you throw out, although it's rare you hear fucking a picture, you know,
doing roids?
Yeah, really. Unless you're fucking, our old picture. Anyways, but yeah, dude, HGH is pretty much the chemical that helps your body heal faster. So, you know, you're sore after a game, you get better faster. Just fucking eat some bananas, right?
Potassium, some help bananas.
That's what I'm saying, right?
That's what Wolverine does.
I mean, idiot. Damn, dude. Nice, man. Anything else you got going on? I'm trying to think if, let me see, scroll here. But anything else you got?
For current events, no. Actually, you know what? I was kind of pissed off because Time Warner.
Okay.
This is for Southern Cal. I don't know if it's. Oh, I think it's all over. Anybody has Time Warner?
It's got to be.
CBS is shut off in Channel 9.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they fixed it already, but I guess they were having this dispute. You know, you need to fucking pay us more money.
Okay.
And CBS is no, you need to pay us more money.
Really?
So they couldn't come to an agreement, and you know, Time Warner, you know, the little Roadrunner guys, fuck you guys. So there's no CBS or Channel 9, which is gonna suck because football season starts pretty soon.
For homie.
I think
I got Dish. So yeah.
You got the Dish.
It sucks balls, dude. Actually, they all suck too.
God,
dude,
damn it.
Yeah. So that fucking blows, dude.
Yeah, man. Oh, actually, today's. This is Sunday, by the way.
It starts.
Tonight's a Cowboys versus Miami.
Miami game, yes.
At 5 o'clock, I believe.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, actually, just about right now, dude. So tell me you set your DVR for that so we can catch it after.
I'm hoping it's on CBS.
and it was televised today, too, actually. God, I did check that out. Nice, man. All right, what else we got going, man? I got some, not current events, dude. Any Breaking Bad fans out there?
Oh, man, that show is so good.
Oh, fucking excellent, dude. Yeah, next season starts up next week already, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, so all you cats that aren't able to catch it live, definitely set your DVRs. It's a great show. For those of you that are into the show, fantastic fucking show, dude.
Hell yeah, man. I hope it takes off right after that guy takes that big shit.
That's pretty much what it's supposed to be, dude.
Oh, yeah, by the way, spoilers.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. So, yeah.
Spoilers. Yeah, again, this is a spoiler.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to warn you guys about that again, huh?
Yeah, so I'm hoping, you know, you do the best reading on the shitter, bro. I mean, that guy just fucking Columbo.
Yeah.
Squeezing one out and just fucking solves the puzzle.
Yes. Great show. So fucking jazzed for fucking this next season. Final season, by the way, guys.
God damn it.
Yeah, dude. I was hoping it would be one of those shows that, you know, runs for a while. But unfortunately, it's not. So, yeah, dude, for those fans out there, that starts next week.
You know what's cool about that guy? What's the name? What's the main character's name? I forgot.
Bryan Cranston.
So Bryan
Walter White on the show.
Yeah, Walter White. But Bryan was at Comic Con this past
week. Yes, awesome.
So you know it was really cool because he put on his own costume with like one of those big rubber heads.
Nice, and the rubber head was.
Was his character.
His face.
His face. Yeah,
he's
bald face.
His face.
His cancer face.
Yes, awesome.
And. So he puts it on and he just walks the whole floor without having any
smart man
any fans, you know, rush him.
Yeah, dude.
And then he goes to his panel wearing the same cancer mask.
Yeah.
And takes it off and then everybody's like, "What the fuck?
I just passed by you.
I just fucking robbed. I just took your wallet." You know?
Damn, dude, that's fucking slick, man. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Were you able to check out that panel, by the way?
Oh, hell no. That was an... I think that was on... It might have been on Thursday. I didn't go Thursday, but okay. It probably would have been on Hall H. And the H stands for hell because you can't get in.
It is a ginormous freaking hall. It's not even a hall. It's like its own convention center.
Yeah, you have your own toilets. You got your own food court.
6,000?
Fuck, people? I don't know.
7,000, I believe.
I always saw people sleeping the day before to get in.
And the Comic-Con is... Beautiful, guys. If anybody has not been before, it is definitely worth checking out. It's hard to get into, but it has something for everyone, you know?
Oh, yeah, they had. Oh, you know, it was mostly TV stuff, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of Hollywood. But
yeah, you know, I was actually fucking sour. Actually, I think I'm still sour about that sort of to the point where, you know, we're fucking comic nerds. Fucking they took. You know, it's hard to get in now, man.
Fucking empty. I mean, I swear to God.
Like
I said last week, I was the big head DC writers, and it was fucking crickets. Like, It was bad. I was like, what is going on here? But it's, you know what? It's all good. I got to see what I wanted to see, and other people got to see what they want to see. So keep it going, man. Keep it going.
All right, man. Good stuff. What else we got? I had to break up Breaking Bad just because I love that show, so I had to give some love out. Let me see, dude. I guess since we're on news still, I don't want to jump into comic-centric yet. I can read a quick article since this is news. I received this from my roommate who wants to stay anonymous on this one. But this one came out August 1st, 2013. Hempfield Township. Frank Crash was stabbed to death with scissors or a knife sometime after 10:30 p.m. July 24th and robbed of a diamond ring and cash, authorities said Wednesday. This is Pennsylvania, I believe, guys. Jesus. It gets better. A news release was issued Wednesday by Mercer County District Attorney Robert G. Cochums after a team of investigators reviewed evidence. The police have not located the murder weapon, Cochums said. There are no suspects of person of interest at this time. The wounds that killed Crash were one to his heart and two to his lungs, according to Cochums. Mercer County Coroner J. Bradley McGoingle III officially ruled the death of homicide from more than 70 stab wounds after an autopsy.
70 stab wounds.
Dude, it's like, that's fucking a grip already, dude. Like,
that's a fucking lot of holes.
Dude, poor guy. That's like just dying in agony, dude. It gets better, by the way, dude. Mercer County, because of the length of the time toxicology testing takes, final autopsy results are not expected for at least another 2 weeks, Coachman said. This article was written August 1st, Thursday, I believe. Mercer County Crime Stoppers will be funding a reward for information leading to conviction in the case, as well as a reward for a large gold ring with a 3.5 carat diamond, solitaire about the size of Roosevelt's head on a dime. So I do not have a dime on me, but that's a pretty big fucking stone.
Yeah, I guess that's worth 70 stabs to the body. Jesus Christ.
Apparently, dude. Jeez.
God.
Cochum said the investigation is far from over and will likely not end in the near future. Police are sending multiple blood samples and potential pieces of evidence to the Pennsylvania State Police Crime Lab in Erie for DNA testing, chemical analysis, and fingerprints. Cochum said that priority testing is expected to take more than 3 months. That sounds like fucking just grueling, man.
I don't, you know what? At least he died fast, poor guy.
We don't even know if it was fast, man.
Dude, 70 fucking stabs.
That's not fast, dude.
It's gonna bleed to death.
Yeah, dude, but okay, the initial stab is gonna fucking hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say she didn't puncture anything. That's just a fucking stab. And then she gets him again. Let's see. Hopefully it was fast, dude, but that's still a lot of fucking stabs.
No, you know, the story is don't wear diamond as
Big
old dime size bling. Rings. Jesus Christ.
Listen to the rest of the story and then the ending of it, dude. Let's see. During this time, investigators will work to complete timelines, find a murder weapon and the stolen property, and interview family, friends, acquaintances, and anyone the interviewer points to, Coachman said. Police said Crash left the Hickory Grill. So this is homeboy who got murdered. Crash. Police said Crash left the Hickory Grill in Hermitage at 10:30 p.m. July 24th after eating dinner alone. Homeboy, by the way, is 70.
70?
Yes.
Wow, you got a stab for every fucking virgin.
Well, idiot, just about, dude.
Holy
let me double check
shit,
that.
Man. I cracked the case.
Oh, man, dude.
I feel bad laughing for the poor guy, dude, that's pretty bad.
He was discovered dead at 9:30 a.m. the next morning in his home. I won't read the address, guys. By his daughter, Pam.
Oh,
I won't mention her name. Although it is out in the news, so, I mean, if you guys are curious, hit me up on Twitter. Again, I'm at ForTheVillain. And you can hit up Adam just, you know, on any comments at MemTheBeaner. We'll drop those throughout the evening, guys. Court documents say Crash was found lying in a pool of blood in his dining room floor with his cell phone broken into two pieces beside him and the home phone ripped off the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. So, sorry, guys. Bear with me. A few more paragraphs here. I just thought this was interesting because it doesn't Well, actually, you guys let me know again. Police said it appeared that somebody broke in through the back door of the home, and court documents indicate that a struggle took place in the bedroom. Police also found blood throughout Crash's home, the hallway, living room, dining room, and bedroom, according to court records.
Well, I mean, the guy just fucking, like a sponge.
Oh, fuck, dude. He was squirting, yeah.
On a dog, the fucking...
Fucking, it was like a fucking Kill Bill movie, dude. Oh, that's yeah, bad. Dude, that's fucked up. All right, sorry. All right, sorry, man. Crash, dude.
Jesus.
Blood was also found in the home of Susan Brennan, Crash's daughter, at 21. Oh, I won't read that. Sorry, guys. An affidavit filed at Judge Ronald E. Antwo's office July 25th said police wanted to speak with Brenneman because an off-duty officer said he saw her walking toward her father's home between 1:30 and 2 p.m. July 24th, wearing a light blue shirt and blue jeans. Police said that said they went on July 25th to the apartment. Brenneman shares with John Rice after he invited them in, saw that this suspect was dried blood and ultimately found a light blue shirt with blood on it, according to court documents. I received this article on Thursday, August 1st. I won't mention, excuse me, my roommate's name, but she actually does his insurance.
Oh, really?
Yes, dude. Oh, don't mention names. I was asked to leave names out.
Yikes.
Anonymous. Yeah, dude. So she sent me that first thing in the morning. I'm like, holy fuck, that fucking blows, poor guy.
So they never found the scissors.
We'll trip out on this now, dude. So she sent me this literally when I first got into work in the morning. She hits me up with another email, I believe, about noon, our time, West Coast.
He says West Coast, but he's a Yankee fan, guys.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Yeah, touche, you got me. So they found out it was his daughter. Now, the girl who found him was his daughter. There was a younger daughter. They go to her house. Police want to investigate. So they go to the daughter's house. They notice she has a bandage or something on her hand.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They're like, what happened to your hand? I was opening a can, and I cut my hand, you know, with the can opener, whatever it might be. I know they got serrated edges, you know. Yeah, I haven't got cut with the can before, but I can see, possibly. So police get smart, obviously, finally. And they're like, well, can we check this out? We don't quite know if we believe you or not. So what they do is they ask, you know, can you show us the evidence that, you know, we want to see the can. We want to... know you're telling the truth. So they go to her trash can and they find her clothes drenched in fucking blood, dude, and tried to be cleaned with some sort of chemical, quote unquote chemical, whatever she might have used to wash it off. I mean, it's fucking blood, dude.
How Jesus Christ.
Crazy,
so
right?
So his kid, the girl, stabbed her. See, happy birthday.
Yeah,
Dad.
Dude, her pops, too.
Fucking...
Nuts, dude.
Kindergarten scissors.
Oh, fuck.
All over the body.
Idiot doll. Fuck. Oh, gee, might as well use a spoon with that, man. So those are our current events, guys. This one would be filed under who's not going to heaven? Jesus shit list.
That he belongs on Jesus shit list.
The girl does. The girl does.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because the guy.
The daughter.
Yes, dude. So those were the newest topics we got going. If you guys have any comments on that, or if you guys have any come across any topics or, you know, anything you guys dig on, news, current events, sports, hit us up on Twitter. Get to us. Let us know what's going on, how you guys feel.
Yeah, we usually do our show on Sundays around 5:30. So if you want to do questions, we can have a little section for questions,
and then
we can answer them. But then again, you have to Twitter me. So
yeah, follow at Mem the Beaner. I don't believe he misspelled it last week.
I may have misspelled.
It's MemTheBeaner.
All right, you see that?
Yeah, dude, it's easy, man. I got you. I'm following you, barely.
Yeah.
I almost deleted you a few times. No,
deleted
just kidding.
Me, no. Jesus.
Dude, you clown on fucking... Hickman, you fucking destroyed.
Brian.
Oh my gosh, dude.
If you don't know who Brian is, his full name is Brian Michael Bendis.
Yes.
And he writes X-Men, All New X-Men, and Age of Shit.
Yes.
Yes, we do talk a lot of smack on it because it was so horrible. Twitter, but we're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into it yet.
No, not yet, dude. Not yet. Okay, man. What else you got, dude? Anything going?
I think that's all I got for current events and sports.
Awesome. Okay, man.
We're going to go and take a little break, and then we will be back with some comics. We're going to do... three books we both read.
Yes.
Full read.
Yes. This is what came out this week. So we want to give you guys the best, our best input we can. So we're going to rock and roll. We're going to choose three books that we specifically read and collect. And just give you our full analysis of how we felt about them. We're going to drop everyone's, all the writers, all the artists for you guys, just so you guys can know. If you guys are new to comics, it gives you guys an insight, and we're going to try to, I guess, help walk you guys into possibly becoming a comic fan. Fucking, if this book sounds good, if we're telling you to pick it up, it's probably pretty good. If it's a piece of shit and you hear it from us, it's probably a piece of shit. It's probably a piece of shit, dude. All right, on that note, we'll be back with a comic movie talk, I guess.
Yeah, we'll go for it.
All right, sounds good. First week's pick is going to be Batman Annual number 2. This is on the cover. Batman is on the cover. It says featuring the Anchoress, the Asylum, and Zero Year. Now, the writer is Scott Snyder. How did I miss fucking his name? That's my fucking homie,
boy,
dude.
Bro.
I know, dude, right? So, Scott Snyder, Margaret Bennett. Now, I noticed something in this one, Adam. I don't know if you caught it, but...
Greg's not drawing it.
Of course. Yeah, I'm like, dude, are they both in it? And it's not, dude. Anything Scott writes, I mean, he's the golden fucking boy right now.
He is a
fucking stud.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's sick.
He looks
dude.
Like a little boy, but he's awesome.
Yeah, way cool. Down to earth cat, dude.
Oh yeah.
Very humble, just a sweetheart, dude. I'm gonna ask him to marry him the next time I see him.
Oh man, you got the ring.
I know, right, dude? Yeah, I had to stab somebody 7 times. Oh, shit. That's a bad joke.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's bad. I'm sorry, guys. So this one is written by Scott Snyder and Margaret Bennett. But it's written by Margaret Bennett. So that means Scott Snyder got with Margaret Bennett and threw around ideas.
Really?
Yeah. So
kind of like what he does with his American Vampire.
Yes, American Vampire, and I think he did it with Talon. He wrote and co-wrote with James Tynion, the fourth writers. So this is the same type of deal.
Really?
In this one, yeah. Now, I read this one, dude. I loved it, dude. What happens here is Batman, it starts off in Arkham Asylum. He goes into Arkham Asylum randomly. He lets them shackle him up. And he gets put in. He tries to escape whatever shit. He wants to keep Arkham City and its inmates the fuck in there.
Right.
So it's just really cool to see Batman and how he deals with shit. And, you know, his gadgets, gizmos, like how fucked up inmates, you know, how to keep them in. So anyways, he gets locked up, and they show some pretty cool things. There's a new guy working the halls. This beginning of the issue, it's some new cat, his first day on the job.
Right, of course.
And they're going down the Hall of Fame, quote-unquote, where they see the Riddler, they see the Mad Hatter, they see Clayface.
Which was really good.
Kind of cool,
you,
right?
You see all the ones you don't really see that much.
Yeah. Although Clayface, Batman, what, 19?
18.
18, yes. I'm sorry about that, guys.
18 to 20, I think, is a little arc.
Yeah, beautiful arc. A short arc.
Oh, yeah. It was
but Clayface was fucking dope in that.
Yeah, he was.
So Batman fans out there, you guys know what we're talking about. We're checking out if you're a Clayface fan, just pick those two up. They're good reads. Hopefully it'll get you sucked in into the whole book. But so back to this one, dude. They're walking the halls and they come across some hallway where I guess Arkham's first inmate was put in.
Yes.
They go into her origin story where I guess when she was a young girl, her parents disapproved of everything she did. And kind of like treated her like shit. It looks
like she looks like shit.
She looks like shit.
I saw the picture and I was like, oh my god, this bitch is ugly. God damn.
Yeah, she looks beat the fuck up. But she looks scary, dude. She looks like something out of a scary fucking movie.
Yeah.
Dude. But so first inmate in there. Now, interesting story though. Like her background is weird. Well, no, not weird. So anyways, something happens where her family blows up because she was some sort of chemist. She was a kid who loved chemistry. Their house blows up. She survives. She feels so guilty about it that she goes to Arkham Asylum with fucking the original creator of Arkham Asylum. His job was literally to work to help the inmates get better. So I guess he died. Everyone, all the asylum guys, or I'm sorry, the Arkhams die, because Arkham is an actual man.
Yeah.
You know, they started the asylum. And she feels, you know, initially like, okay, this is a place for me to recover, get better. Once Batman comes into the scene and starts locking up everyone in Arkham, she kind of feels like her sanctity was perverted by these maniacs, by these homicidal killers. She did not kill her parents. She just had this guilt. So it's interesting because I get where she's coming from, you know? Like, she's like, you fucked up my place where I was getting better.
Getting better.
And she hates him for it. She hates Batman. I mean, so I get that aspect. So it was a good story as far as that goes. Excuse me, guys. She is, I don't know what to call it. She can walk through walls. So, she ends up scrapping with Batman. Batman the whole time through is trying to work his way to get the fuck out of Arkham. So he just different rooms after room, different scenarios that different characters or villains would be put in. And Batman's getting through rooms like fucking, it's fucking a cakewalk, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he has all those gadgets, though.
It's fucking Batman, like,
it's
dude.
Batman.
It's Batman, dude. How can you hold this motherfucker
back? But it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, this broad's name is actually Icarus, which is kind of cool, dude. Again, dude, interesting conversation she has with him. She kind of has him pinpointed. One of the rooms Batman walks in, she surprises him. I mean, she walks in through a wall as he's trying to escape and throws him off guard a bit.
With that fucking face, I'd be scared to shit, man.
But again, it's Batman, dude. It's Batman. So she's able to somehow get into his mind, and she sees what he's been through. So she's trying to put him through his pain and revisit his parents, you know, dying, his son Damian Wayne dying. There's still in the New 52 is a scenario going where Batman has a brother that was murdered.
Oh yes, I remember that arc. Yeah. That was. You know, I do like the fact how they bring up not just, you know, usually when you watch Batman, there's just his parents. His parents dies and then he's, you know, all butthurt about it. But this shows the progress of how fucked up Batman's life is.
Yes,
I mean, the guy has so his much parents pain, killed. His fucking son dies.
Yeah.
And it's not like, he fell off. No, he got impaled by a giant fucking sword.
Yes.
And then he has to fight his brother. And I believe he
was a talent, right?
Yeah, he was one of the talents. And, you know, they just keep adding more and more just tragedy with Batman. I mean, I guess that just goes with being Batman.
Yes.
I mean, nobody wants to see fucking sunshine. If you do want to see that, you do read Superman.
Yeah, fucked up. So, are we going to go into that motherfucker again?
Because
I got more to say
about
that.
We'll tell a special thing on Superman. No, but back to Batman, it is... I really like this comic, too, because it kind of felt like playing, one of the Batman Arkham Asylum games. It really felt good. Really good. Real easy read.
Yes.
And again, like, you know, Joe was saying, you know, he needs to get out. He needs to make it bulletproof to get out.
Yes, yes.
And it just felt really cool seeing all the old characters. You know, we didn't see Joker in here. We didn't see
Penguin. That's funny because the old Doctor kind of mentions it. There's a scenario where... actually, go ahead.
I didn't get that part. I didn't see that.
Continue.
I meant mention the Joker, but... Just all the art and just the writing. And I really thought it was Scott writing this book. I didn't know it was the other woman. I couldn't tell the difference.
That's a great point you bring up, dude.
Because it just flew. Yeah. I mean, it flew by really well.
And it was a really good read, too.
Yeah, I mean it was. I mean, I didn't really agree about the $5, you know, it cost. But it's a little bigger. Annuals are a little bit bigger for non-comic readers.
Yes. It's what, about 10 more, 10 to 15 more pages, right?
I think it is. They only have them once a year. They usually do it when there's a fifth week in the month.
Yes, yes. So it's a special book, I mean, for the New 52, but it's number two. Number one was the one with Mr. Freeze, I believe, right?
Which was awesome.
Yes, that was fantastic. So if you guys dig on anything or you know, you want pointers on where to start, we will definitely point you in the right direction. I found the page. So the new guy asks, they're asking the Batman to break out of the wing to tell them what to expect of the inmates. Batman knows the asylum better than anyone. This is the girl who's training homeboy. Better than anyone in the Hall of Fame. Better than Dr. Arkham. Better than the Joker. And she stops. Like, oh. So anyways, like you mentioned, dude, great read. I totally liked it. The art is actually by, I'll find that for you guys right now. Wes Craig did the art,
which was pretty good. I like the cover. It was good. It wasn't Greg Capullo, it's not Capullo, but it's pretty good.
His view of this broad anchoress, I loved it though, dude. Actually, his art, dude, I just love Robin. So anytime I can see Robin now, dude, I love Damian Wayne. Was it's just a sick fucking Robin.
He looks so good in a casket.
Dude. Okay, so if I'm gonna give you my honest opinion, dude. I loved it as far as the writing, the art too. Definitely worth picking up. So if you guys are interested, I would give it a 2 thumbs up, dude. For sure.
This is a buy book. This is not a borrow book. I would go out to your comic store and buy one.
Awesome, awesome, man. Anything else you want to say or jump into?
No. Let's just jump into the next book. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and start with. Uncanny X-Men number 9. This is done by, we spoke before about Brian Michael Bendis.
I love Chris Pachalo.
Is a good artist.
I've been following that guy since Generation X, dude.
He's so good. And, you know, this comic is, if you haven't read any of the X-Men books, it's pretty much Cyclops has his own team and Wolverine has his own team. And they're all trying to, they're all different causes, you know. Cyclops wants to save the mutants, and
Wolverine and the X-Men want to deal more with the Avengers and work from their aspect. To which degree, we don't know yet. Those are still unfolding right now. This is Marvel Now, so like DC did with the New 52, Marvel launched the Marvel Now, so they kind of started all their books from number ones.
Yeah, which was great. Cool. Which is good stuff.
Yeah, so again, like Adam mentioned, Cyclops, everyone keeps calling it a revolution. He just mentioned something in the book too, dude, that I want to give, and actually it seems like he mentions it in every fucking book.
In every book, but you know,
I want to give mutants a fighting chance.
This issue was just really well written. I mean, it was...
Bendis, dude.
Oh yeah, it's a great art, but it takes place right after the other one, where one of the characters on Cyclops' team didn't want to fight anymore. He wanted to go home, which he did go home, but they were waiting for him. Shield was waiting for him.
Yes. Did this kid's name? Well, actually, he doesn't have a name.
Golden
Balls.
That's like the worst. Fucking
superhero name ever.
He shoots out literally gold balls.
Gold balls. Now they don't quite show, and on your chin, and but it's weird because like I get the power. Well, I don't get the fucking power, dude.
Well, I mean, I would totally
I can
I'm picking teams,
he'd be
chosen
last, dude.
He's
the water boy, dude.
Get the fuck out of here. Give me some water.
And then again, like the gold balls, they make them look like they're just bouncy balls. Are they like heavy balls?
I don't know if he can change sizes. I mean, if anybody knows anything about gold balls, just go ahead and Twitter us about him.
Yes. I mean, granted, new characters. So this team of X-Men is X-Men have lost their powers. Actually, a lot of mutants have lost their powers. I want to say 70 to 80% of all mutants on Earth have lost their powers. So anytime there's a new outbreak, or not outbreak, they find out you have a mutant ability, Cyclops wants to be there to help train you to learn how to use your powers.
And to join his team. So, I mean, which is cool. I mean, if you can't use your powers, so spoilers, Magneto can't use his powers. Cyclops can't use his powers.
None of these X-Men seem... their powers are fucking berserk. Like, they have access to them, but not to their full potential, and not as...
Which puts a good spin because it makes him look more
In trouble.
More trouble. But so he's getting all these guys together, different powers, different faces, different people, which is okay because it works with Cyclops because this comic book reminds me of old school leader of a team Cyclops.
Yes,
this was
actually that's a great way to put it actually because I always hated his fucking guts.
Yeah, he was a little bitch.
Slim was a pussy, dude.
He got Jean Grey's puss.
Yeah, this is very true, very true, dude. So to see him in that role, like, I won't knock him for being a leader because he was a great leader and he had you use your abilities as best you can in any given scenario.
Well, he was a pussy, but he was a leader. So he couldn't, he couldn't go all balls out. Like Wolverine, but I don't want to get off topic.
Yes, go ahead.
Because we're at 40 minutes.
Okay, let's keep going.
And so this whole book is them. He's training some new guys, and then they find out that S.H.I.E.L.D. is trying to pick up gold balls. You know, S.H.I.E.L.D. wants gold balls to find out where Scott is.
Yeah, they just want to interrogate everyone that comes in contact with Cyclops and his team because. S.H.I.E.L.D. just fucking hates. Actually, everyone hates fucking Cyclops.
Yeah, everybody hates him. Because, you know, if you kill Charles Xavier, you're fucking... That's on Jesus' shit list. You can't kill fucking the
beautiful
crippled.
Beautiful callback. Yeah, dude. So this team involved is Cyclops, Magic, Magneto, Emma Frost, her three daughters, her triplets, Gold Balls no longer, although when we come to see the end of the comic that they go save him. Some girl who can trap people or just
all
anybody.
All the time, yeah.
In a
I think
time
her name's
bubble.
Eve, I think.
Yes.
She's
Eve,
badass.
I dig on the chick, dude. I love those powers. So to see how she worked, I don't know, just to see her powers manifest would be
hell yeah. I mean, it's just even like with the, you know, it's serious, but it's also comedy. I love the part in this one where the three triplets.
Yes, dude. That's why I brought them up.
And she had like one of the. They all look the same. They all look like Emma because they're all the same. And she turns her hair black, which is fucking awesome.
I liked it. I didn't know who she was at first, dude. I'm
she came running in.
Like,
I'm like, Jubilee?
I'm like,
what the fuck?
Who the fuck is this?
Fucking Jubilee's here?
Yeah,
what
idiot.
The fuck's going on here? But it's funny because triplet sister is all pissed. Like, what the fuck? You can't do that.
She gets anal, dude.
Yeah, she gets pretty crazy, but it's pretty good. I like how they're still teenagers. They're still kids.
They have to grow into their own personalities.
Yes.
So it's cool that they're actually going into that aspect because, again, just like any teenager would be, I mean, you know, you want to find your own voice and, you know, I love that. And then one of the sisters totally fucking flips balls. And one of them says, the third one, I guess, or second one says, I think I'm going to try red.
Yeah, I saw
and then
that.
The anal bitch gets just more pissed off of that. I'm like, okay, cool, dude. Yeah. Let them have their own personalities. You know, let them. I mean, they're still triplets. They have the exact same powers. So, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah,
so,
it's good stuff.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
There's one part I didn't like was where they already took gold balls to the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Herald Carrier.
And, I would think S.H.I.E.L.D. would have some kind of...
Security,
some kind of security. So the X-Men just teleport, like, hey, what's up?
Well, it's magic, though, dude.
That's
true. I love magic, and she can teleport to fucking hell, dude.
What's her name? Her name is...
Ileana Rasputin.
Now, she's badass,
I love this broad. Just shout out real quick. She's Colossus's younger sister.
Oh, yes.
So those who don't know her or if the name sounds lame, if you guys know comics, I'm pretty sure you guys have played the arcade or anything. You've heard of Colossus.
Yeah.
This is his baby sister. She has powers to teleport. She is in charge of Limbo, which is in between heaven and hell, you know, you're stuck in this place, and she's actually got some sick powers. She carries a big ass fucking sword.
Sword's huge.
The soul sword, I believe that's what it is. But go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so she they break in, they say what's up, they start fighting. They take it's pretty funny because they get the I think she's what the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hill.
Yes, Maria Hill, dude. Maria. She is she's Nick Fury's
Nick
fucking
Fury's,
right hand man.
Yeah, she's badass too, and it's funny because they, you know, she's like, you guys can't take them, and then they teleport her to the fucking beach. Like, you need a suntan. Bitch.
Yeah, dude, and they can fucking kill this broad, and instead of just fucking with her, they
fucking cocktails
teleport her to An island.
An island.
Not even a deserted island. Like to a fucking beautiful beach, dude.
Some
where
beach
it's like
in Hawaii, bro. Like,
yeah, dude. So it's not like they're putting her through hell. It's just like, now you gotta get back home, bitch.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, dude.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, right. You forgot to mention though, I don't know if you noticed Magneto. Like, Cyclops is in the role, you know, calling shots, and yet you see Magneto throughout the book. Like, he has powers, magnetic powers. He can control anything. He can rip shit up.
Right.
If you notice though, like in the small cut snips of all the Magneto shots, he is hacking shit. He's working on like everything, dude. Like, he's, because his powers don't work that great. He's resorting to using his mind, like a, you know, fucking training. Well, not I guess training, but learning how to work without his powers, which is
a fucking handyman.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sucks, man.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we don't know how powerful they are. We know their powers go berserk from now.
That's
and
true.
Then.
That's true.
So it's.
I mean, he even looks like a fucking handyman with his new outfit.
I dig on the white. I don't dig on the bald hair, though.
The white, come on, bro. The purple is fucking.
I know.
That's one of the things I don't like about this book. It's just, I understand they have to.
Yes.
Go for it.
They have to tone him down. Yeah. It makes the story better.
It does.
God damn it. It looks like, you know what? Just a white suit. If he would go back, the bald head's okay. I don't like it, but
okay.
I can live with it.
Okay.
But the white suit, he looks like, you know, fucking Buck Rogers coming in here.
That's kind of true. I like the helmet still, though. But
the helmet is sick. The helmet is sick.
Okay, so that's about it. I mean, they find gold balls.
They find gold balls. They take them away. And it ends like that.
No, it doesn't,
wait a
dude.
Minute.
Not a spoiler, but Dazzler is in this issue now. They introduced Dazzler, real quick into the Marvel Universe, I believe mid-80s. She's an old character. Her powers, she uses sound to make into like light energy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's why she needs the music, you know, like, or any vibration, sound, anything of that sort. The more type of music she has that's amplified, she can use more of her powers.
Nice.
So kind of cool, you know, when they show that earlier when she kind of doesn't make the house explode, but she's like, you know,
yeah,
that's when they capture
cool.
gold balls. Okay, so spoilers, the ending.
Great ending.
Yes, dude. I didn't see that one coming, dude. I'm like,
fuck no.
All right, so homeboy walks in, dude, gets her some coffee, dude. Phil Coulson. So Phil Coulson is actually the cat from the movie, right? The Avengers movie.
Yeah,
dude. So Dazzler feels like shit because she's sitting down like, fuck, I failed. I had a rough day. Fucking the X-Men just fucking waltz in here and they fucking take gold balls off my hands.
I mean, like, fucking balls everywhere.
Yeah, dude. Jesus, you know, balls, Christ. Balls, balls and shit. They just grab all these balls off my hands. So yeah, she's feeling bummed and we come to see, you know, homeboy Phil Coulson gives her a cup of coffee. It tastes like shit. So he's like, don't worry, you know, we all go through those days. And she drinks the coffee and she knocks the fuck out.
Sucker punch.
Yeah, big time, right, dude? So she's knocked out and then we come to see that.
It's fucking Mystique. Oh yeah, my God, the blue.
Phil
beautiful woman.
Is Mystique, dude, which is.
Was awesome. I don't know how she got on the ship.
Like, idiot.
Like the security. I mean, I work security and. I totally would not let fucking Mystique in or the fucking Uncanny X-Men.
Well, even though she's blue, she's pretty fucking hot still, man.
Oh, yeah. Like Joe said, I was not expecting Mystique.
Yeah.
We don't know what she's going to fucking do now.
No, because she's been getting her hands fucking dirty, dude.
Big
she's
time.
All over the place, dude.
She's still pissed about Charles Xavier being dead.
Everyone's pissed. Well, everyone has their own reasons for being pissed, but yeah, everyone hates fucking Cyclops regardless. But she was just in All New X-Men for several issues for the past arc, I believe. From about
with
8 on, 7 on, yes. So that's a different comic, but Mystique and her band, we don't know where it's going now, you know? So she turns into Dazzler, and at the end of the issue, we don't know what's going to happen to Dazzler next. Next issue shows that it's Cyclops. It looks like his powers he can't control, and he's shooting them up into the air. So
yeah, that looks pretty sick. It's just shooting everywhere.
Yeah. So I mean, these ones have been a great read, Adam. I love Uncanny X-Men right now, dude. It's great. This one was issue number 9, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah, dude. They're bi-weekly, so we get one every other week.
Yes.
And they intertwine sometimes with the all-new X-Men.
Yes, actually, that's going to happen soon. No spoilers. Is Children of the Atom? Or what's
yes.
That?
Yes.
It's going to be quick nutshell, since we're on X-Men talk, we're on Marvel, dude. We won't go too much into Marvel, but Marvel is going to do a crossover where it deals with all the X-teams. So all of Wolverine's 20,000 teams.
Yes.
we're going to go into all new X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, and we're going to see what happens there. Time swap, Traveler shit, and fuck, we'll see how that works out, because that always works out so well.
It's good stuff. I mean, yes. I'm digging what happens.
Brian Michael Bendis, again, writer. Chris Bachalo, artist. Love his work. These guys together are fucking sick, dude. So, all right, man, let's jump into our third comic,
last book of the week.
You want to go first?
No, you go ahead.
All right, sweet man. I appreciate it, dude. Okay, this one is a Vertigo title. It's The Wake. Now, this one, speaking of earlier, this is actually something he wrote.
Yes.
So, writer of this one is Scott Snyder.
On this show, Scott Snyder is... We are giant Scott Snyder
fans.
Oh,
fucking love that guy, dude.
Team Scott.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys...
In the crowds with fucking banners.
Oh, my gosh.
Screaming like little girls.
Groupies, son.
Stalkers.
Yeah, but just a tad. Anyways, Scott Snyder is a sick-ass writer. Anything you guys can get your hands on from him is an excellent... Yes, read. Right. So if you don't know what to pick up that you're going to be interested in, American Vampire is fucking sick. His Batman run is fucking hitting it out of the fucking park right now. He's written so much shit, dude. Yes, but definitely worth picking up. This comic is called The Wake, and this is part 3 from Vertigo. It's going to be a 10-issue arc.
Yes.
It starts off, it's in a nutshell, dude. Excuse me, it's a underwater mythological creature.
Yes.
It kind of looks like current times. I mean, the technology's advanced by
far. Yeah, it looks like they have some...
Good technology.
So in the future
there's this giant fucking creature, blue lagoon looking motherfucker,
it does
shark,
like fucking
asshole, fucking. He looks sick though, dude. I'm sorry, I forgot to drop the artist. The artist is Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy, good. I'm digging, dude. I believe they've worked together. The name escapes me right now. What they have worked on, but I know they have worked together. Anyways, beautiful art. It feels like a scary movie,
it
dude.
It does. Well, I was reading. Sweet. It was just like what the fuck. Even as you can see the pictures.
Oh yes.
But
yes.
You still get that sense like, fucking run.
Yeah,
fucking
dude. Big time.
And they're in the fucking bottom of the ocean.
Yes, they're underneath the water. It's deep undersea.
Like fucking.
It's like a shield hell carrier underwater, dude. For
Atlantis
the
is like right next.
Yeah,
door.
Dude. You can
it's
see fucking... it from your window, dude. Anyways, they capture this giant monster, and they don't know what the fuck it is, dude. Apparently, they get this team together. This young girl has seen this creature before.
Yes.
Like, she's interacted with him. From issue number 1, it goes into, like, she has heard its screams before. Mm-hmm. So she knows or somewhat has an idea. But again, I guess they show in issue number 2 where she actually doesn't confront it, but she's... seen it before, even in person.
Right.
So this one, of course, like all creatures do, they get the fuck out of its cage.
I know. You know what? It's so fucking lame, dude. We're gonna do some chains. Should we put more chains? No.
He's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah, he'll hold him.
It's fucking water. Oh wait, he can swim and breathe underwater.
He's not Batman. He doesn't have gadgets.
So anyways, bad.
Yeah, right, dude. This motherfucker gets out of his fucking containment and he's on a terror, dude. It looks like he's on a terror, dude.
Yeah, dude. He's fucking taking out teammates like granola bars. I mean, fuck.
Yeah,
just wiping people
dude.
Out.
And again, dude, the art is the visuals fucking beautiful, dude. Oh, Sean Murphy's doing a great job on this, dude. I want it to run as long as it can, dude.
It's 10 issues.
It is 10 issues.
I would like to see it.
A long run. A longer run, dude.
With this team. Well, whatever's left of this team.
Yeah, whatever. They're all dead. They're all going to fucking die. Again, scary movie, like, it feels like an Aliens fucking movie.
Yeah, like you're just...
You're locked and...
You're just running.
Yeah, and different halls, different rooms. this motherfucker is just ripping everyone a new asshole, dude. Again, dude, so they're underwater anyways. Don't let a fish in water because just the shit he can do is like...
It's pretty bad. He shoots out stuff.
Yes, yes. He shoots out some sort of chemical into one of the guy's eyes. And for some reason, this chemical is like a toxin. It makes you hallucinate real quick of something. And I guess that's his main thing that we get from this book is once he hits you with this toxin...
You're fucked.
You trip out for however long it might be, and then that's when he gets in close enough to fucking kill you.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I was wondering why it looked like the chick.
Yeah, right, dude.
And the homeboy got his fucking head cut off.
Yes. Awesome. When she grabs his arm.
Yeah, that was sick.
And I didn't see that one coming. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right, that's interesting, dude. So it depends on, I don't know if he has access to what you trip out on.
Yeah.
So that if...
It might do like, you know...
Whatever.
Well, because look at the other guy that got poisoned, and he was thinking about a whale on a.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Like he was eating it.
So I don't know exactly, dude. I don't understand how the toxin works, or if he has access to what it is. But this guy knows right away. He's like tripping. He's like, "Oh, the devil," you know. So it's like, "Fuck." He's like, "Fuck." But then he's ready for it, and he just starts shooting like crazy because he can't see. Anyways, he had this fucking badass fucking mask, though. I don't know why the fuck he took it off.
He's a fucking idiot for taking it.
Oh, he must work for S.H.I.E.L.D., man. Yeah, dude. So again, dude. Great art, dude. I love this book, dude.
It was good.
Not because Scott's on it, but you know you can't go wrong with Scott. It's a Vertigo title, dude. They go into a scenario where, I don't know, it's too long to talk about, but it looks like there's more of these sea creatures left.
A lot of sea creatures. The whole fucking page is filled.
Yeah, yeah, dude. And they're underwater. They're trying to get to their escape fucking submarine or whatever it might be. And they have to jump in the ocean.
And swim.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Like, yeah. I don't even know how the pressure will crush them being on the bottom of the ocean.
Exactly. But anyway. Think about that idiot. Good call, dude. So, That didn't even occur to me. They're fucking dead anyways, dude.
I'm going to give Scott a call.
Yeah. You forgot to mention. You kind of fucked up here. That's touche, dude. Actually, we should fucking tweet him about that, dude. So anyways, I really dug this book, dude. Again, Sean Murphy is the artist. I think I'm going to look for more of Sean Murphy's artwork just because it's a beautiful his visuals, his rendition of this sea monster is fucking sick. I mean, it looks gorgeous. And then with Scott writing, it's a fucking another powerhouse team right here, dude. Like, two thumbs up for this one, dude. It's a Vertigo title. It's on issue number 3. If you guys are interested, dude, the back issues, $2.99 per issue, dude. They're barely on number 3, dude. So it's an easy catch up, dude.
And it's, you know what? It's only $3.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a $3 book
as opposed to fucking $4,
$5.
Yeah, 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 dude.
Great book. Fucking buy it.
Yes, yes, definitely, dude. I want to read them all right now.
Yeah, so, you know, I would like to read 10.
Yeah, and, the trade paperback I'm going to pick up. I have each individual comic, but I'm going to have to pick up the trade paperback, too, because I need to have the whole set, you know, and go whenever I go to the park or whatever, man. I do. Yeah, dude, just fucking kill and fucking
I wouldn't even wait for a trade. I would buy the issues.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for
month
sure.
The month, because it's so good.
Great call, great call.
And this week was just filled with great books. I don't have a book. Shitty book of the week. I'm pretty sure next week I will have shitty books of the week.
Okay. Let me drop our Twitters real quick. You can find me, Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter. You can find Adam at
Mem the Beaner. That's M E M T H E B E A N E R. Just drop me a hello. Questions that your show
follow
sucks.
My fucking boy, dude. He's a fucking hilarious cat, dude. Idiot, don't lose weight. You're fine, man. I do have a shitty book of the week. How are we looking on time?
We got about 2 minutes.
Damn it, dude. I don't know if this is gonna happen again. Oh fuck, dude. I had a fucking comic of the week though, and even shit comic of the week. So let's go shit comic of the week. We have to have it because it's gonna be our weekly topic. I'm not gonna go in too in depth in it. Adam brought it up last week. Superior Spider-Man team up.
Oh
my gosh, dude. I wish I would have got the heads up before I picked it up.
We went to the show about it. Dick. God damn it.
But I had already. Yes. This is last week's pick. So,
God, it was so horrible.
Yeah, dude. I love Superior Spider-Man. I don't like how he fucking pimps the fucking Avengers. Like he
everybody's like fucking Sucker Punch.
Hulk, everyone, yeah, yeah. Iron. It's just fucking bullshit, dude. So Superior Spider-Man, just because they're gonna do the same thing Wolverine does and like put slap on Superior on it, man. And I'm gonna be a sucker and probably pick it up. Superior Carnage sucked balls.
Not pick them up.
Superior Spider-Man Team Up number one. Don't pick. Oh, dude, it's fucking lame too, dude. But yeah, dude, I won't go in depth, dude. If you guys have questions about, well, how bad was it? Well, hit us up, dude. I'm gonna go into depth in this one next week, dude.
Gambit.
Yes, Gambit number 15 spoilers. I'm the only one reading Gambit right now. The series
sadly,
is gonna get
yes.
canceled. but this one, I'll tell you why, dude. I'll go into why this was Book of the Week. Hopefully, it holds up to Book of the Week or can last, dude. Because I mean, so much good shit is out there, Adam.
Fuck. I'll try reading it as well if you let me borrow it.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah, I'll leave it.
I haven't read the series, but I'll
let you use the series, Dick.
Oh, you did let me use the series.
Idiot,
all
you
15,
never read it.
All 12 comics.
And yeah. God, I'm the only one collecting it. That's why it's getting canceled.
Well, I mean,
right?
You just pretty much when you buy, you just give the money to the writer.
Yeah,
like
I should, dude. Yeah.
But poor guy.
Yeah, dude. Great art in this one, though, dude. And Gambit has some good one-liners. And yeah, so that's my Book of the Week, and that's all I got for now, dude.
Alrighty. Well, you guys, thank you for listening, and please tweet us and with your thoughts and comments. And we will see you next week.
Yes, dude. Definitely get back to us. Any questions? Talk shit with us. Talk shit on us. Talk shit for us, dude. Let me know what you dug. Let us know what you'd like.
What you like and what you're reading.
Yes. Hit us up, dude. If you guys want us to read something and talk about it, you don't feel a certain title, comic book, graphic novel is not getting a show you like, hit us up. Let us know what you like.
We will. More than happy to talk shit on that comic.
Yes. So if you like Twilight, negative. We're delete. Whoa. Those are the other ones.
That's kidding. Another story.
You like Twilight?
Well, I did read.
Oh
never
my
mind.
Fucking goodness! We're
forget
so
forget it. Forget it. We'll go into depth on that next. Dude, I read the books.
Oh, get the fuck
books.
Out of here!
All right. We're not gonna get into that.
Oh,
but anyways,
man, dude. All right, guys. Thanks for listening again.
I'll see you guys later.
Peace out.
Bye.